Okay, so the topic for tonight, I want to learn with you a sugi of...
Reminder to record.
Yeah, it's recording. It's recording. Okay, so I want to do with you tonight a sugi in... it's basically the next sugi in Psalchem, or an adjacent sugi in Psalchem from what we did last time. That's the sugi of Chairosis. So let's start with the Mishnah. Start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, in Kuf Yadalit Amud Aleph, same Mishnah we learned last week. Hevi'u lefanov metabel b'chazer sacha magila paperas apas. So that's about karpas that we learned last week. Then the Mishnah says, here's to the bottom of the Omud, this is Kuf Yadalit Amud Aleph, Hevi'u lefanov, they would bring then the table in front of him, or today we'd bring the ka'ara, and on the table would be matzah v'chazeres, chazeres is mara, v'charoses u'shnei tafshilim. So it says here, for the first time, this is the first mention of charoses, that on the table, besides the matzah and the mara, there would be charoses. And the Gemara describes the recipe for charoses with nuts and dates and whatnot. But they would have charoses. U'shnei tafshilim, then there would also be two cooked dishes that we have, the zecher for the Pesach and the Chagigah. Afal pi she'ein charoses mitzvah. Even though the charosis is not a mitzvah, everything else, the matzah and the mor, those are a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah in the Torah, or even midrabon in a charosis, but this charosis nonetheless. Rabbi Lezer ben Tzadok aimer mitzvah. Rabbi Lezer ben Tzadok says that the charosis is a mitzvah. In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, they would also bring the carbon Pesach. So that's the Mishnah. So we have a machlekes in the Mishnah, the Tanakam and Rabbi Lezer ben Tzadok. They both agree that they bring charosis to the table, but there's a machlokes, what is its nature? The Tanakhama says it's not a mitzvah, and it's not clear according to the Tanakhama, if it's not a mitzvah, so why do you bring it? And the Elazar Rav Tzadok says that it is a mitzvah, although he doesn't explain what's the nature of the mitzvah. So we have to go ahead, this was Kuf Yudal and Adal, we have to go now to Kuf Tezvov Amud Beis. Hold on, where is it?
Kuf Tezayin.
Oh, here it is. Thank you. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Afa pishen charosis mitzvah." The Mishnah said that charosis is not a mitzvah according to the Tanakhama. So the Gemara asks, "Ve'ilav mitzvah mishumai maisila?" If charosis is not a mitzvah according to the Tanakhama, then why do you need it? Amr of Ami mishum kapo. I'm just saying because of kappa. So Rashi says kappa. Here's the last wide line here on top. Sraf hachazeres, the sap of the lettuce, is kosher, is difficult. Is it difficult to eat? B'yesh be'eres, and it has a poison. So the kappa, the chareisis is an antidote to the lettuce. The lettuce, the mur has an eris to it. It has some kind of poison, some kind of sharpness to it that's difficult to deal with. And the chareisis, therefore, breaks. That's why we have chareisis going to the. The Rosh asks. He says, "We eat lettuce every day, and nobody ever suffered from kappa." Don't find anywhere else in the Gemara such a prescription that whenever you eat lettuce, you have to have chareisis. So the Rosh says, "Nechanami, it's a very far-fetched concern. This kappa, people don't normally worry about it, but since we're doing a mitzvah, we want the mitzvah to be as healthy as possible. We don't want any unpleasant side effects to accompany the mitzvah, and therefore, Pesach by night, when we're eating the Gemara as a mitzvah, so we're very scrupulous to make sure that it shouldn't have any ill effects. So we dip it in." We dip it in chareisis, according to the Tanakhama. Then the Gemara goes on and says, a little bit further, by the two dots, Rabbi Lezer of Tzadok claim a mitzvah. Rabbi Lezer of Tzadok says it is a mitzvah. Chareisis is a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, my mitzvah, what's the mitzvah of chareisis according to Rabbi Lezer of Tzadok? Rav Levi Omer Zecher leTapuach. Rav Levi says that it's a Zecher to the Tapuach. So it says that they would go out into the orchards, and they would. That's where the mothers... The Jewish mothers would have their babies, and miraculously, the Rebbeinu Shlom would take care of the babies, and that way the Mitzrim wouldn't be able to get them. So there's a pesachet to the nace of how the Jewish children were born out on the orchards. Because the chareisis has apples in it. Rav Yochanan says it's a zeche letit because it's made out of its consistency. The consistency of the chareisis looks like mortar, and it's a zeche to the bricks and the mortar that we used. And our labors in Mitzrayim. We have these two ideas on Rabbi Hitzorich Lekuya. You have to make it tart. What?
Isn't kappa the thing that kills the worms?
So Rashi doesn't say anything about worms. Rashi says it's a sraf, but the sap. The sap is poisonous.
Earlier Rashi said that. Kuzayin. Rashi said that kappa is what kills the worms.
I don't see worms. You see worms?
Look in the Tosfos.
What?
Look in the Tosfos on Chavov and Kappa. Perish Rav Chaim. I don't know. Tolas.
Oh yeah, where are you looking?
In the Tosfos on Ahmed Beis.
Ahmed Beis.
Kuf. What did I say? Kuf. S12.
Okay, maybe. Rabbi Chananel, Telas, the Telas. And the Chareisis kills the Telas. Okay, so Rashi says it's a sap, and Tosfos brings up shot that it's a Telas.
But Rashi said it earlier when we said couple before. Before in Kivzayin, Kavov, no? The kappa is.
I don't know, it's very hard to manipulate over here on the computer. I don't have a regular Gemara here. You have a Gemara in front of you? Well, no, let me get a regular Gemara. I don't know. If you find it, so let me know. Akapanit is machaikis if it's a sin. Whatever it is, it's something unhealthy. That's for sure. It's something unhealthy. And that's the point of the chacham. And chareis is not a mitzvah. It's a health thing. It's just to make him more healthy. And according to Blessed Rav Tzadik, it's a mitzvah zecher letit or zecher letapuach. So how do we paskin? So here there seems to be a contradiction in the Rambam. Because on the one hand, the Rambam in the, well, let's start with the Rambam in the Perushim Mishnayis. This is the Rambam in the Perushim Mishnayis. Perushim Mishnayis LaRambam. So the Rambam writes, the Hacharosis, it's going on the Mishnah, you see it? Where I'm waving? Hacharosis. So the Rambam says, Ta'arovis sheyesh bo chamitzus, it's some kind of mixture that has a tartness to it, uke'en teven, and it has, looks like straw a little bit, zeche letit. V'kach anachnu oisim oisim, and this is our recipe, shoyim te'enim, tomorrow, and we take figs or dates, and mevashnu oisim, cook them, bedochen oisim, we grind them up, achi yisrachachu, v'loshen oisim v'chaymetz, and we mix it with vinegar, v'noisim b'secho, and we mix it with cymbal, which is some kind of spice, a karnis, a ezoiv, not ground up, lishchika, so it has this doughy, mortar kind of consistency, and that's a zeche letit. So the Rambam starts off and he says that Chayosis is a zeche letit. So who is that like? Who does that sound like? That Chayosis is a zeche letit. Chachamim or Rabbi Lezer Rav Tzadok?
Rav Yochanan.
Rav Yochanan's not here.
Rav Lezer.
Rav Lezer. Rav Lezer Rav Tzadok. So the Rambam sounds, he starts off, he prefaces that Chayosis is a zeche letit like Rav Lezer Ben Tzadok. Rambam's guess seems to be Rav Tzadok. Rav Tzadok Shaim Chayosis mitzvah. According to Rav Tzadok, who says that Chayosis is a mitzvah, Chayev Ledatoi Levarech Asher Kedushanu Mitzvah Vitzivano Al Achilas Chayosis. So the Rambam says that if Chayosis is a mitzvah, like Rav Tzadok, what he calls, then you have to make a bracha, like any other Achilas mitzvah, Asher Kedushanu Mitzvah Vitzivano Al Achilas Chayosis. Ve'ena halacha, but that's not the halacha. The halacha is not like Rav Elezer, Rav Tzadok. The halacha is like the Chachamim, that it's not a mitzvah. And if it's not a mitzvah, then you don't make a bracha. So we see in the Rambam here two things. First of all, the Rambam paskins not like Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadok. The Rambam paskins here in the Perush Mishnayis that Chayosis is not a mitzvah. Number two, he says a chiddush, that the nafkamina is whether or not you make a bracha. According to Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadok, that it's a mitzvah, you make a bracha. But we pass like the Chachamim, and therefore you don't make a bracha. There's a strange thing in the Rambam, which is that since in the end he paskins not like Rav Elezer Rav Tzadok, and he holds that Chayosis is not a mitzvah, so if it's not a mitzvah, then it's just because of the kapo, the worm, the sap, whatever it is, this health thing. So why did the Rambam preface that the Chayosis is a zeche letit? Zeche letit, that's Rav Elezer Rav Tzadok's idea. The Rambam says that that's not the halacha, so why did he, the Rambam prefaced it as if that's a statement of fact. Chayosis is a zeche letit. Many says it's machlekes, whether it's a mitzvah or not, and he passes like that it's not a mitzvah. So if it's not a mitzvah, it's not zeche letit, it would seem from the Gemara. So that's a problem here in the Perush Mishnayis. But that aside, we'll put that on a back burner. But like upon him, we see in the Rambam that the halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadok. Had the halacha been like Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadok, then you would have to make a bracha of al achilas chareisus. This is the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayis. Now let's take a look at the Rambam in the Yad, in Chametz Umatzah. So the Rambam says, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Aleph, make it a little bit bigger, Acharosis, mitzvah midivrei seifrim, zecher letit, sheyavdim bei b'mitzrayim. So who's the Rambam passing like? He says it's a mitzvah midivrei seifrim, zecher letit.
Rav Elazar
Rav Tzadok. Not like he passed in the Perushim Mishnayis. In the Perushim Mishnayis, he passed in the Chacham that it's not a mitzvah. Here in the Yad, the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah. Zeche letit. So I would expect if the Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah, that he would.
But he doesn't mention anything about a bracha.
But he doesn't say anything about a bracha. Not only here in Halacha Yud Aleph, but in the whole Perek and the next Perek, when he goes to the Seder and all of the brachas of the Seder, there's not a single mention in the Rambam that you make a bracha of Asher Kedushanu Mitzvayis V'Tzivanu Al Achilas Chareisis. We have a double steer in the Rambam. In the Perush Mishnayis, he said halacha is not like a blessed Rav Tzadok. Halacha is like the Chachamim, and here in the Yad, he passes like the Chachamim that Chareis is a mitzvah.
You don't really eat the Chareis; you just dip the mora into the Chareis, so you would make a bracha for
But he does. He says it's a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, that sounds like a blessing of Tzoda. I mean, you may have a point, and we'll see. But Akapanim, the Rama here is passing L'chayra like a blessing of Tzoda. And in the Perishim Mishnayis, he said that Lach is like the Chachamim. And in the Perishim Mishnayis, he says you make a bracha of Alachilas Tareisis. And here he says you don't make a bracha. You may be right that you don't make a bracha because you're only dipping it. But then it's still a steer to what he said in the Perishim Mishnayis, because in the Perishim Mishnayis, he said that if it is a mitzvah, then you do make a bracha.
And you make a bracha on Achila.
Make a bracha on Achila. So how come the Rama here says that it's a mitzvah, which is Rebbe Lesser, Rebbe Tzaddik, and you don't make a bracha? So maybe it's not a full-fledged Achila. If it's not a full-fledged Achila, then it's still a steer to what he said in the Perishim Mishnayis. One way or another, it's a steer to what he said in the Perishim Mishnayis.
Wouldn't the Rama agree that it's a tuffle to the Iker? The Iker is the letters?
And could be, could be. It could be that that's why you don't make a bracha. But all of this goes into the stira. So that itself becomes the stira. That here he implies you don't make a, here he holds you don't make a bracha. Maybe because it's tuffel to the lettuce. But in the Pirush Mishnayis he says that according to Rav Elazar Rav Tzaddik, you do make a bracha. If it's a mitzvah, you do make a bracha. So that itself becomes, all we're doing now is we're restating the stira. Because however you're going to explain the Rambam here, why you don't make a bracha, but it's still a steer to what he said in the Perush Mishnayis, that you do make a bracha according to Blessed Rav Tzaddik, and the Rambam does seem to be passing like a Blessed Rav Tzaddik. Besides the fact that that itself is a steer, because here he passing like a Blessed Rav Tzaddik, in the Perush Mishnayis he says that Eid Halacha Kerev Blessed Rav Tzaddik.
The Rambam says here it's a mitzvah medivrei sofrim, and the Rambam here is going over the Seder as it was when there was a Korban Pesach. I don't think anybody's thought that Harosis was a mitzvah on the same level as matzah moro, that you should make a bracha over it.
Okay, that's true, and I imagine even according to Blessed Rav Tzaddik, but it's still
maybe Rav Elazar Rav Tzaddik thought it was a mitzvah that you had to with the Korban Pesach eat it, and it was a mitzvah on that level, and then that's why you had to make it derais. Maybe make a bracha.
You make brachas and derabanan too. Moro b'zman says derabanan, and you make.
But this, but the Rambam here in the Yad is going over the Seder as it was b'zman shabes hamikdash hayakayim, not like we do today.
That's true. That's true. But he still doesn't make a bracha. He doesn't have a bracha. So let's say he doesn't have a bracha because it's only divrei seifrim, which I don't really understand, because on divrei seifrim we do make a bracha. But it's still a steer to the Pirush Mishnayis. Then the Rama also holds, I'm not going to, where is this? This is Perek Zayin. The Ram also has an interesting shita. When do we use charoisis? So we're used to that we only use charoisis by mor and by karech, because by karech we also have mor. So whenever we have mor, we have charoisis. But by karpas, we don't use charoisis, we use salt water. And that's it. That's our only use. We dip charoisis twice. The Rambam holds that they dipped not only the mor in charoisis, the karpas, the Rambam holds, is dipped in charoisis. And the matzah, not by karech, by mitzi matzah, was dipped in charesis. And then, of course, the mara was also dipped in charesis, and the karech was dipped in charesis. The Rambam holds we dip in charesis four times, by karpas, by matzah, by mara, and by karech.
Gebracht.
What?
If you dip the matzah in, it's gebracht.
Yeah, it was gebracht. Yeah, the Rambam Weisdeist wasn't so machmed on gebracht. Sorry, the Rambam wasn't
chassid. But why is it gebracht? There's no water in the charesis, not gebracht.
Wine.
I don't know Hilchos Gebracht. I think they don't even.
Wine doesn't make Gebracht. Can't make chametz. Don't make chametz that way.
Okay, I don't know. You know, Hilchos Gebracht already lost me. But the Ram holds you dipped into the charesis four times. So apparently, the Ram held that all of the mitzvahs halayla were dipped into charesis. Not only the mar, everything got dipped into charesis. Now in the matzah, there's no kapha. Whatever it is, whether it's a worm, whether it's an eris, a sap. There's no kappa in the matzah. So if we're dipping in matzah and charoisis, that's the Ram Lashitosli, presumably, that it's a mitzvah zechilatit. And the Ram held it zechilatit, so everything goes into the zechilatit. So you dip the matzah into the charoisis zechilatit, and the mur and the karpas, and everything gets dipped into the charoisis zechilatit. That's the Shitas Haram. It's not here in front of us, but it's in the parak where the Ram goes through the whole, in parak ches, when he goes through the whole Seder Halayla. So there's a question here, a couple of questions. First of all, if already we're dipping all of the mitzvahs halayla in charesis, matzah, karpas, mor, so then why not the Korban Pesach? And that already does not say in Rambam. Rambam does not say that the Korban Pesach got dipped in charesis. What?
We want the full taste of the Korban Pesach.
And matzah nut?
What?
And matzah nut? Why do we want the full taste of the matzah? And then there's another question. According to the Rambam, comes out that we dip in charoses four times. So isn't that shver from the Matnistana? Why shtei pe'omim? It's arba pe'omim. And the Rambam has the same Matnistana that we have. He says also, halayla hazeh shtei pe'omim. The Rambam is Haggadah. So why shtei pe'omim? If you're the Rambam himself, it's arba pe'omim. So these are all our problems. We have a steer. How does the Rambam pass? Does he pass him like the Chachamim? Steer between the Rambam here and the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos. If you pass him like the Chachamim or like Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadok, we have a steer. According to Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadok, did they make a bracha of Al-Achilis Charesis? Pirush Mishnayos, he says yes. The Rambam here implies not. We have a question of the Rambam. The Rambam holds you dip everything into Charesis. Max also, so why not Korban Pesach? And furthermore, why do you say halayla zeh shtei pa'amim? It should be halayla zeh arba pa'amim. So these are the problems.
If you are dipping into charoses solely for the purpose of kapha, there's no question then as to why I'm dipping. I have to eat chazeres, so I need kapha because it's a medicinal issue. It's a health reason. That I don't have to, that's not a question. That's just because I'm eating chazeres. The other dippings, like the matzah, that's a question. Well, so there are only two really unexplainable dippings.
Oh, so you say a very mechudosh to kavshan, that when we say halayla zeh shtei pa'amim, we don't mean the mara. The mara we understand very well, because you have kapha. The halayla zeh shtei pa'amim that the child is asking is going on the matzah and the karpas. Why do we dip the matzah and the karpas? That's the shtei pa'amim. I hear? Okay, that's an interesting shot. That would be an interesting shot.
Although he's asking before anything happened.
Yeah. But that's anyway a problem. If he's asking on the mur, the dipping in the mur, that's also a problem.
Yeah, that, yeah, but at least he had the karpas.
At least he had the karpas, but he didn't have the shtei pa'amim. Well, the mefarshi, I got to ask. Let's see. I'm gonna suggest a different teretz, but I hear it. It's a vart. There's another thing here in the Rambam, a strange lashon. The Rambam says, "Unidivrei seifrim lechel." No, where would it go? And alechi alef. He's talking about the charesis. So part of what we read. Then the Rambam says the recipe: ketzer oisimais lechem tamarim egregorus etzimukim raisins and figs and dates. And we crush them up, and we add vinegar, and we add spices like tit that look like straw. And then the Rambam adds, "Umevin oisa ala shulchan belele haPesach," and we bring it to the table Pesach by night. What does the Rambam want with that lashon that we bring it to the table? I mean, it is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that it was on the table when they brought the table. But Pesach could bring it to the table. If we dip everything in the charoses, well, then obviously we brought it to the table. But the Rambam later on talks about what they brought to the table, it's when they brought the table, and the table was brought, and what was on the table. So then in Perichas, the Rambam should and does say that the table included charoses. But now when he's just saying the din of charoses, he needs to tell me, Mevino Yisrael HaShulchan. The Rambam says the halacha that you have to eat matzah. He doesn't say mevino yisal ha-shulchan. But he says you have to eat mur. He doesn't say mevino yisal ha-shulchan. You have to eat matzah. So later on, we'll see. When they brought the shulchan, of course, it had matzah. Here there seems to be a special stress that mevino yisal ha-shulchan b'leilei Pesach. What does the Rambam want? The Emma says this is a fascinating thing. There's a shulchan aruch harav from the Baal HaTanya. Let me see if I have it here. Just already, I don't have it. Take too long to find it on the computer. I'll just read it to you. It's Tuf Ayin Gimel. Tuf Ayin Gimel Chav. says like this: "Betiknu sheyir lefonav charesis b'shas amiris ha'agado." Shacharesis uzeichel letitch and ishtabdu by avaseinu b'mitzrayim uzeichel letapuach k'meitzu nizbar lekach tzorich liyis al ha'shulchan b'shol shemisaper shibud mitzrayim. The Shacharoch Rav says that the mitzvah of charesis is that it should be on the table b'shas when we say the Haggadah. There's no doubt in my mind, and that's a mitzvah of the Chiddush. We didn't find that. We saw the charesis is to kill the kapo according to the Chachamim. We saw that there's a mitzvah achila, there's a mitzvah to eat it, according to Rav Lezer Rav Tzadok. The Rambam says even a bracha al achilas charesis, a mitzvah to eat the charesis. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that there's a mitzvah that the charesis should be on the table when we say the story of Shiva Mitzrayim, Abanu Hayimu, and we remember the tit that we worked with. So we should have the visual representation of the tit al shulchan b'shas amir sagodah. There's no question in my mind that the Shulchan Aruch Rav got this from this lashon of the Rambam. That umavin oisal ashulchan b'leilei pesach. That's what the Rambam means. The Rambam means that the charesis, the mitzvah of the charesis, with the zeichel etit, is that it should be on the shulchan when we say the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. If that's the case, so that opens the door to say a chiddush. Maybe the Rambam held that the machloikis chachomim Rebbe Elazar Rav Tzadok, where the charesis is a mitzvah, and you make a bracha of al-achilis charesis, or it's not a mitzvah, it's just to kill the kapa, just to deal with the kapa, maybe that machloikis is limited to why we eat the charesis. But everybody agrees, both the chachomim and Rebbe Elazar Rav Tzadok, that the charesis is on the table as a zeichel etit. Right? We'll say, there's no question, why do you have charesis on the table? Primarily for zeichel etit when you're telling over the story. And that's this Rambam, charesis, a mitzvah midivrei sofrim. It means it's a mitzvah will be on the table. Zeichel etit, and mevina shulchan, therefore it has to be on the table when we tell over the story of the Haggadah.
That's the show?
The show? Show and tell. The show and tell. What?
If it's such a mitzvah, why don't we have
no, because we're not talking about achilo. The mitzvah is it should be on the shulchan. Zeichel etit.
But to show hold on,
bear with me. So when the Rambam says it's a mitzvah, he doesn't say it's a mitzvah to eat. There's not a word here in the Rambam about eating. The Rambam says the charesis mitzvah. Zeichel etit. And what's the mitzvah? Umevino yisal ha-shulchan b'leilei pesach. That it should be on the table. Like the shulchan ha-charav. That is the mitzvah. That's nothing to do with eating. Now, it happens to be we also eat the charesis. We dip in the charesis and we eat the charesis. But Ram's not talking about that here, why we eat the charesis. Why do we eat the charesis? Why? Let it be on the table. Zechel etit. I have to eat it. That's a machlekes hacham and Rebbe Elazar Rav Tzadok. Rebbe Elazar Rav Tzadok says that that's also zechel etit. That you eat it zechel etit. And chacham says, no, the eating is not zechel etit. The eating is mishum kapa. But the machlekes is only about why we eat it. But why it's on the shulchan, that's zeichel etit l'kulei alma. And now this is very b'chiddush, but I think it's very, this will help us very much with the lashon of the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos. We pointed out before, the Rambam is very difficult. The Rambam started off, ha-charesis, tarevis, yeshba, ke'in teven, zeichel etit. So the Rambam starts off, ha-charesis, zeichel etit. That's his preface. And then he says, Rav Tzadok shalim echaresis mitzvah chayv l'dayit l'varach ha-shek v'tzorim mitzvah v'tzivon al-achilas charesis v'ein halacha. So we asked in the Rambam, if it's ein halacha, if the halacha is not like Rav Elazar Rav Tzadok, that it's not zeichel etit, then it's only mishum kapa. So how come the Rambam began by saying that it's zeichel etit? That's Rav Tzadok, Rav Elazar Rav Tzadok. We don't hold like Rav Elazar Rav Tzadok. What I'm suggesting is that no, the charesis is zeichel etit l'kulei alma. Nobody argues the charesis of is zeichel etit, that it should be on the shulchan when you say over the Haggadah. But that's not why you eat it. Eating it, that's a machlokes. Is eating it a mitzvah at all? Chachamim say it's not a mitzvah to eat. We dip the mara into it for the kapo, but it's not a mitzvah to eat. And therefore, you don't make a bracha because being on the shulchan as part of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim doesn't warrant a bracha. We don't make a bracha on Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim at all. for reasons that the Rishonim talk about. But we don't even make a bracha on this on the Sipri Tzis Mishraim, so we're not going to make a bracha on the Chayrosis, that's the show and tell part of Sipri Tzis Mishraim. So why should we say there's no bracha? Eating it's not a mitzvah. Rabbi Lezer and Tzodek says that besides the Zechel Etit of a being on the table, when we say over the Haggadah, there's a mitzvah to eat a Zechel Etit. So the Daito, you have to make a bracha. I'm a Shekel Shon and Mitzvah Yisivitzivon, and Achilles Chayrosis. I think they're out there. I'm down the Pirish Mishnayis, Mamish Lichtig.
So where do men hagim come from? That we shouldn't eat nuts or every Pesach, so you don't have, so you like the taste of Chareises or whatever.
I don't know what the other one is. Rishonim say it, and I think those Rishonim probably pass like a Blazer Rav Tzadok. There are Rishonim who pass like a Blazer Rav Tzadok. But I think the Rambam is not passing like a Blazer Rav Tzadok. We mail it's Gevaldik also that now there's no steer in the Rambam. Before we ask to steer in the Rambam, here the Rambam says that in the Pirish Mishnayis that the halacha is not like a Blazer Rav Tzadok. The Chareis is not a mitzvah, and you don't make a bracha al achilas mar. And the Ram in the Yad said Chareis a mitzvah. So to steer it out of Paskin, number one. Number two, the Ram in the Pirish Mishnah said that if it is a mitzvah like Rabbi Lezer Ratzonik, then it would need a bracha of Asher Kedushon al achilas Chareis. The Ram here doesn't have it. The Ram in the Yad seems to pass like Rabbi Lezer Ratzonik, and yet there's no bracha. The answer is not a steer at all. When the Ram says Chareis a mitzvah, mitzvah seifim, that's not Rabbi Lezer Ratzonik. If it was Rabbi Lezer Rav Tzadok, the Rambam would have said a chareisis is a mitzvah lechol midivrei sefer. That would be Rabbi Lezer Rav Tzadok. But the Rambam just said a chareis is a mitzvah. And what's the mitzvah? Umevi noisal ashulchan b'leilei Pesach, to bring it to the table. It's a mitzvah to bring it to the table, but it's not a mitzvah sechila. So mele is no bracha, and that's not Rabbi Lezer Rav Tzadok at all. That's the chachamim, and that's exactly what the Rambam said in the Pirshim Mishnayis.
Rambam in Perek Ches says that it's a mitzvah to be for tibul. What does that Rambam mean?
Rambam in Perek Ches.
Halacha Ches.
Oops, went too far. Metabol matzah b'chareisis v'eichel. B'chareis v'eichel is more metabol v'eichel. But it doesn't say it's a mitzvah. Oh, v'lo yishya oysa b'chareisis shem yivatel tamay. V'zu mitzvah midivei seifrim. This is, he's talking about. He's saying that mur is a mitzvah midivei seifrim is man hazeh. Yeah, this so many the mitzvah sachil is mar because mar is manazez
and not to eat the charoses.
So we do have tibul and charoses. We do have tibul and charoses, but the tibul and charoses is not a mitzvah. That's why there's no bracha of alachil is mar alachil is charoses. It's what the chacham call mishum kapa. Notice what I'm suggesting is that the Rambam, that the Olam. The Rambam is paskening both in the Pirush Mishnayis and in the Yad, like the Chachamim and not like Rabbi Lezer Rav Tzadok. That Achilas Chareisis is not a mitzvah. And that's why there's no bracha. Because even though the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis said that according to Rabbi Lezer Rav Tzadok, there's a bracha, al Achilas Chareisis, but we don't pass like Rabbi Lezer Rav Tzadok, as he said in the Pirush Mishnayis, and in the Yad he agrees to that, that Achilas Chareisis is not a mitzvah. The Rambam said in Perek Zayin that Chareisis is a mitzvah. Chareisis is a mitzvah of Mevi'in Oysa La Shulchan. That is a mitzvah. But Achilas Chareisis, only Rabbi Lezer Rav Tzadok thinks it's a mitzvah. We don't pass him that way. Achilas Chareisis is not a mitzvah. Memela, there's no bracha. But the Chareis is a kasha. I mean, I think this is Ems. You see the Pirush Mishnayis. Without this, the Pirush Mishnayis was a pella. He starts off, it's a Zechel Etit. So that's Rabbi Lezer Rav Tzadok. And then 3 lines later, he says, Rav Tzadok says it's a mitzvah. Be'ein halacha, we don't pass like Rabbi Lezer Rav Tzadok. So if we don't pass like Rabbi Lezer Rav Tzadok, why did he say it's a zechel etit? Al kotot, the Rambam held it. Everybody holds it's a zechel etit. Chareisis be'etzim is a zechel etit. It's not an anti-kappa recipe. It's a zechel etit. But zechel etit is yimakai by having it on the shulchan. That's not a reason to eat it. Rav Lezer of Tzadok thinks that charis is a mitzvah to eat, and therefore there's a bracha of achilas charis, and that's not the halacha, and that's exactly the same as the Rambam that we had before in Perek Zayin. That charis, the Rambam said, is a mitzvah. He didn't mean it's a mitzvah sachila. It's a mitzvah of mevi'in oisel ha'shulchan, which was the lashon of the Rambam. Mevi'in oisel ha'shulchan. Mitzvah, it doesn't say mitzvah sachila. Charis is a mitzvah mitzvah b'seif from zeichel etit. What is the mitzvah? Mevi'in oisel ha'shulchan. That you bring it to the table. And that's mamish. That's the Chachamim, and it's not Rav Elazar Rav Tzadok. And now there's no stira between the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos, and the Rambam and the Yad. It's one consistent sheet. Only thing is, L'chor, you could ask me a question. If the Rambam holds that charoisis is not a mitzvah sachila, there's no mitzvah to eat the charoisis. So why do we eat the charoisis? If it's not a mitzvah sachila, we feel not like a blesser of tzadok. So why do we eat the charoisis? Why do we dip the mar into charoisis? So what did the Gemara say? What did the Gemara say? Mishum kapa. Mishum kapa. So if the only reason why we're dipping the mar in charoisis is because of kapa, which is either worms or sap, some kind of sharp sap that might not agree with us. So that's why we dip the mar in charoisis, but not for zechelatit. So why do we dip the matzah and the karpas in charoisis? There's no kappa in the matzah. And probably not in the karpas, but certainly not in the matzah.
The more it's for kappa, for everything else, is echelatit.
Yeah, but the whole point of the Rambam is that eating the charoisis is never a mitzvah. If eating the charoisis was ever a mitzvah, we would make a bracha about achilas charoisis.
The is there something that's a zechelatit without requiring to make a bracha on it?
So why not? It's a zechelatit.
Merely a zecher is that we do a lot of things that are a zecher at the Seder, but not necessarily make a bracha on everything.
But we don't, but the Rambam says we don't make a bracha. The Rambam paskens that there's no bracha on the charoisis. Ain't a chinami. The Rambam says there's no bracha on the charoisis, which we're saying is good, because the Rambam paskens is not like a blazer Rav Tzadok. It's not a mitzvah sachila. It's only a mitzvah to be on the shulchan. But the whole yisoid that I want to say is that the Rambam held that both according to Blazer Rav Tzadok and according to the Chachamim, the charoisis on the table is zechelatit, but that does not warrant the bracha. That's Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim. The debate between Blazer Rav Tzadok and the Chachamim is why do we also eat the charoisis? Who asked us to eat it? We can have something on the table. You don't have to eat it. So that, Rav Elazar Rav Tzadok says, is a separate mitzvah sachila with the bracha of al achilas charoisis. The Chachamim deny that there's ever a concept of mitzvah sachilas charoisis. There's no bracha of al achilas charoisis. So why do we eat the charoisis? So the Gemara said, mishum kapo. You eat the charoisis for kapo. It's on the shulchan from the very beginning of the Magid for zechelatit, for sifri tzis mishayim. But the eating it, the dipping the mar, that's mishum kapo. So if it's only mishum kapo, then it should only be by mar. Why do we dip matzah into charoisis? In karpas.
Hey, we have other things on the table for Shavuos, the Zeraya and the Beya.
Okay, so right, so in Echanami, so we don't eat those, so why do we have to eat the charoisis? Why eat the charoisis? If you eat it by Mora, I understand, Mishum Kappa, but why eat it by Matzah? Let it just sit on the table, Zechelitit.
Some of us eat eggs with salt water at the Seder.
Yeah, that's a minug.
Right, that's a minug.
Maybe similarly with the matzah.
Maybe
similarly with the matzah.
But the Ram doesn't bring minhagim. The Ram brings the halachas. The Ram says that you have to dip the matzah in charoisis. The hagim he doesn't bring. I think the Ram had a different pshat in the Gemara. Then we could preface a different question. If the main purpose of the charoisis is to be a zechelatit, and that's why Mevi'in Oisel HaShulchan, just to be a Zechelatit. And the eating, it's a side issue. But mainly we're interested in the Shabi Al HaShulchan, like the Shulchan Aruch Harav said, like we're being dyked now in the Rambam, Mevi'in Oisel HaShulchan. The main idea of the Charis is that it should be Al HaShulchan, when we tell over the story of the Haggadah and how we built Ari Miskanis L'Paroi. So we want to have the Tit over there, the Zechelatit on the table. So I have a better idea. What do you have to bring Charis to the table, Zechelatit? And you say, oh, it looks like Tit. I have a much better idea. Another, I have a much better zeifilat tit that could be on the table. Tit. Why don't just bring a bucket of tit to the table and it'll be a zeichel tit? Who needs to make charoisis? We make charoisis and it's a zeichel tit. The kids will learn in school. Let's take a tit or take a brick, put it on the table. It's a brick. This is these are the chaymer and the levenim that we made in Mitzrayim. Why charoisis?
Because everything else is a food.
Because everything else is a food. So what's the pshat? You're right. Everything else is a food. Everything else, all the other zeches are food. I think there's a pshat there, not just because we're into food. The pshat is because if we don't eat it as part of the mitzvah salaylo, then we're not on the shulchan. The definition of the shulchan by Levi Pesach is the Karban Pesach with the other achilas alayla. That is the shulchan. If you put a brick on the table or a bucket of tit on the table, that's not called that it's ala shulchan. As far as the halach is concerned, the shulchan is the achilay salayla. So if you're going to bring to the table tit and you want it to be called ala shulchan, you have to eat the tit. And the only kind of tit that you could eat, obviously, is the charesis, which is a zechel tit, not a tit mamish. That's why you have charesis as zechel tit. Because only a charesis could be ala shulchan. Because the only way to be ala shulchan if we can incorporate it into the achilas alayla. And I think that's the way it all fits together over here. The charesis primarily is a zechel tit to be ala shulchan. But to be considered ala shulchan, it can't just be sitting there on the table without any function of achila. Because that's not called ala shulchan. To be ala shulchan, it has to be somehow something that we're going to use for the achilas alayla. And that's the Gemara's question. It's a given that if it's ala shulchan, we're going to eat it. Because if it's not ala shulchan, if we're not going to eat it, then it's not ala shulchan as far as our halachic understanding is. So we have to eat it. But the question is, what exactly is the nature of this eating? So Reb Elezer at Tzadik says, it's a mitzvah achilo zeichel etit. It's a package deal. You put it ala shulchan zeichel etit, and you eat it zeichel etit, and you make a brocha ala achil tzchareises, because there's a mitzvah achilo that Chazal invented for this zeichel etit. So if you're Reb Elezer Reb Tzadik, that's it. It's self-contained. The chareises is ala shulchan, and that means you have to eat it. And when you eat it, you mekayim the mitzvah of zeichel etit, and there's an achila zeichel etit with the brocha of ala achil tzchareises zeichel etit. And that's Reb Elezer Reb Tzadik. But that for Chachamim don't go. Chachamim don't think there's a mitzvah achilas charesis per se. There's no independent mitzvah achilas charesis with the bracha of ala achilas charesis. So then how is it ala shulchan? It needs to be ala shulchan zeichel etit. But to be ala shulchan zeichel etit means we have to incorporate it into the mitzvah achilas alayla. Well, how do we incorporate it into the mitzvah achilas alayla? In the Mishnah it says that you dip the mor into it. But what does that make sense? How does that make sense? What does that do exactly? In other words, the Gemara held that if you don't hold like a blessed Rav Tzadik, then the achilas charesis is not a mitzvah achila in and of itself. So it must be an achila that somehow tofel. I forget, somebody earlier mentioned the word tofel, that it's a tofel to one of the mitzvahs alayla. It has to. We can eat it as a tofel to the lecha, to the matzo, or as a tofel to the maror. Then we're incorporating it into the achilas hamatzah. We're incorporating it into the achilas hamara, so then it becomes ala shulchan, and now it's a zeichel etit, and it's being ala shulchan.
So if that's the case, you can have a very enterprising eichlus or someplace that'll make a little brick that's edible, and some mortar that's edible.
Yeah, and that's called charesis.
Say to plate, and you'll be unsay.
You don't need eichlus. You don't need eichlus. Chazal did that. They made
it. You make it out of chocolate.
They made an edible brick, and they called it charesis.
Why don't you make such a complicated recipe? There must be some reasons for to have those ingredients besides
zechel tapuach. Also zechel tapuach, zechel tit. That's the Gemara, so it should have some pungency. That it should be zechel tapuach. Even though the Rambam leaves out the zechel tapuach, that's a discussion by itself. But the Rambam has it's a zechel tit with zechel tapuach, and it has this. This is the recipe that it has all these zechels in it. But the point that I want to make is that the Gemara's question of the mishum kapa that the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't mean that the reason why we eat charesis is because if we don't have charesis, then when we eat the mor, we're going to drop dead from the kapa. That's not the pshat. The Rosh already pointed out, we eat lettuce every day People go to a restaurant, they order a tossed salad, and nobody seems to suffer any ill results. This kappa must be a very mild thing.
I don't see. How could it be worms? How do you eat worms?
Yeah, I don't know. The worms thing is kind of funny, because what does it help that you kill them, but they're still also to eat? I think the side of worms, I don't think the issue is they just also to eat the worms. Maybe the worms that you're allowed to eat, worms that never went on the ground and were always in the lettuce you're allowed to eat. Maybe they're just worms that are not good for you. They're like, you know, they'll give you worms. So you kill them. But the thing that I want to say is that the Rambam learned up the Gemara that when the Gemara says that we dip the mar into the charesis, mishum kapa, it doesn't mean that that's the whole function of the charesis, because otherwise the lettuce is going to be dangerous to us. The lettuce you could eat without the charesis. The idea is that we need to do something with the charesis of the Shabi ala shulchan, but it has to be something meaningful. If we're going to just take lettuce and dip it into charesis and it doesn't do anything from a culinary point of view, then it's a joke. That's not cool that we really use the charesis as part of the achilah. We need to use the charesis in a logical, cogent way as part of the achilah salayla. So the Gemara says, what does charesis have to do with lettuce? That's not cool that the charesis is tofel to the lettuce. That's just a joke. Then you're just eating charesis. The Gemara says, no, there's a mokim. It's not illogical that a person might take his maror and dip it into charesis because it'll make it sweeter and take away some of the bitterness of the kappa or the unhealthiness of the kappa. So since a person might conceivably do it, not that people do it necessarily so much, but you could do it. You wouldn't be crazy to do it, to dip your maror into charesis. So mimele it can become called the tofel to the charesis, and now it's now been incorporated into the achilas halayla. So what have I gained, though? The original question was, but why are you dipping the matzah into charesis? The matzah doesn't have any kappa. That we haven't solved that. So, but I think the answer is this. I think the shot is, the Rambam held that on the matzah there was never a problem in the first place, because the matzah they always dipped lechem into dips. Those who learned the Dafyomi Ketz and Mevorchem, you have Kutuch Habav Kutuch. Gemara talks about dipping lechem into Kutuch. And you have them. So a lot of Gemaras, we know from many, many Gemaras that the minug was that they, when they ate bread, they put it in, they had dips. Like today, you go to the Middle East, they eat bread with chino and what's the other thing?
Hummus.
That still was the normal fare, that you dip bread into a, you dip bread into a dip. So that's the Gemara understood. That the when you eat the matzah, you could dip it into charesis, and that's going to make sense, and it'll make it ala shulchan. But the Mishnah says that they dipped the mar into charesis, the tabel bechazeres. They dipped the chazeres, the mar, into charesis. At least the way the Rambam understood the Mishnah. So the Gemara's question was: dipping the mar into charesis, what is that? Nobody dips vegetables into tchina. When you eat salad, you don't dip it into tchina. You don't dip it into hummus. That wasn't the minhag olam. So Rabbi Elazar of Sodek says, you're right. It's not because it's a minug. It's not a normal thing to do as a tofel. It's not a relish. It's a separate mitzvah zachila. There's a mitzvah zachilas charesis with the bracha noch al achilas charesis, and you dip the mar into the charesis, and you make a bracha al achilas mar, and you make a bracha al achilas charesis, zecher letit, and you have all of your zechers for the merirus of Mitzrayim, mar and charesis with brachas. But the Chacham don't agree. The Chacham is saying, no, there's no al achilas, there's no bracha al achilas charesis. There's no mitzvah to per se to eat the charesis. The charesis is to be ala shulchan. But to be ala shulchan, we have to anchor it to some of the mitzvahs halayla. So the matzah, we understand. You dip the matzah into charesis, that we understand. That makes sense. But you're dipping lettuce into charesis. Just amishugah. Who dips amishugah? Who dips lettuce into anything? Says the Gemara, no, it's not so crazy. Mishum kappa. Very care people who are very fastidious about kappa would dip their lettuce into charesis. But mele, it's not absurd to dip the lettuce into charesis as well. So at least I'm saying a chiddush in Mitzias, that the practice at the time of Chazal was to dip bread, but not to dip vegetables. Today people dip vegetables too. You go to a simcha, and on the women's section of the mechitzah, they have vegetables with dips. On the men's side, they have potato kugel, but on the women's section, they have a vegetable platter, and there's dips.
That's why the vegetables made it into the Marashtana.
Yeah. So the emes is, but I have a right. The Yushalmi says that the Yushalmi brings from, I think, Ben Azai, that he had a different version of the Manishtana, that his version of the Manishtana was Shebechol HaLeilois Onu Matbilim Oisoyim Apas. The Kan Onu Matbilim Oisoyim Bifnei Atzmai. that the child asks the whole year around, we only dip vegetables when they're together with bread. But today we're dipping vegetables by themselves. So you see the Farish in the Yerushalmi, that was the minhag then was that to dip bread into karoses, that was normal. Even bread with vegetables together, like karoch, that was also normal. But vegetables by themselves to dip, who does that? Says the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says it's one of the things that the children, the child asks. And I think that's what the Gemara is asking. According to the Chachamim, why are you dipping the mor into charoses? The matzah we understand very well. You're dipping the matzah into charoses because matzah you always dip. And tonight you dip it into charoses. That way you anchor the charoses to the shulchan and you fulfill that the charoses ala shulchan zeichelatit for the sipur tzis mitzrayim. But mor, like the child asked, the mor's question is the child's question. Why are we dipping mor? We never dip mor into anything. Why are we dipping vegetables? We never dip vegetables into anything.
And karpas, is the Rambam old karpas is mara or something else?
It's not mara. It doesn't have to be mara. It could be something else. But it's a vegetable. And vegetables, we didn't dip into, they didn't dip. They dip red, they never dip vegetables.
So, I know, but then there's no kappa there either. So why are you doing it? I mean, what's a shaykh al shulchan?
Oh, maybe there's kappa by all vegetables. I mean, l'chor and l'fid ram, there must be kappa by all vegetables.
These days there are.
What?
These days, there are worms in all the vegetables.
Worms in all the vegetables, yeah. So maybe it's kappa in all the vegetables. I think that's how the Rambam read the Gemara. When the Gemara said Mishum Kappa, the Gemara meant, Kielu, the Gemara is echoing the Manishtana of Ben Azayah. The Gemara means to say, the matzah, I understand why you're dipping it. You want it to be ala shulchan, so you want to use it for the achilas alayla. So the matzah, it's like peanut butter. You dip the matzah into peanut butter. First statement, that's a normal thing to do. And that way you make the charesis halachically ala shulchan, and you're able to fulfill the mitzvah of charesis being ala shulchan zeichelitit. But the Mishnah says that they dip the vegetables too. They dip the karpas, and they dip the mur. What's that? Like the child asks, why are you doing that? So the mur says that's already mishum kappa. Mishum kappa just means that it's not absurd to dip vegetables also into charesis. People don't do it, but it's not crazy. Since it's not crazy, it has a mukkan, so therefore it's not butla daitoy, and therefore you're able to incorporate the chamar and the karpas also, you're also able to use the charesis for that too, and to anchor it even more to all of the achilas halayla. That's why I think they didn't dip the carbon pesach. I asked earlier, if we're dipping the matzah, and we're dipping the karpas, and we're dipping the mor, so the Rambam seems to think that there's no stops, there's no holds, but we dip everything, anything that we can get, that we can only think of dipping, we dip into the charesis. So why not dip the carbon pesach into charoses? And that doesn't say in the Rambam that they dipped into charoses. The answer is because that would be a joke. Because meat was not dipped. That was before they had Heinz. They had Heinz ketchup. They didn't dip meat. They dipped bread. Vegetables, they didn't usually dip, but the Gemara says, Mishum Kappa, it's not crazy to dip vegetables into charoses. But to dip meat into charoses, people are going to look at you like you're crazy. So that's not called ala shulchan. That's butla daita. So that's
didn't
not,
we
that's
say a, in the Beis Hamikdash that the Kohanim would eat the meats with different kinds of
they did chardel.
Condiments?
Chardel is different. They had the mustard they had. But I guess this is not a mustard. Mustards must be. What? I didn't hear somebody ask something?
No, someone else said it. I didn't.
Okay. So and now it's good also the Manishtana. Yes, before the Fidah Ram that they dipped four times. So how come the Manishtana we only say Shtei Pa'amim? And the Ram is Haggadah also. The kid yes, Halayla Zeh Shtei Pa'amim. Chala Layla Zeh Afilu Pa'anachas Nat. And Halayla Zeh Shtei Pa'amim. What do you mean Shtei Pa'amim? It's four times. The Teretz is on the Lechem, the dippings of the Lechem, the Matz and the Karech, the child's not asking. Like we saw in the Yishami. The Matz they always dipped. The bread they always dipped into dips. So that the child's not asking at all. What the child is asking is, the nusach, like the Yishami's nusach. The Yishami's nusach was that the child asked, all the nights of the whole year, we only dip it together with bread. Tonight we dip it alone. And nusach means the same thing, that all the other nights of the year, we don't dip vegetables at all without bread. And tonight we dip twice without bread. There's another two times with bread. The two times with bread, the child's not asking. He's asking the two times that are without bread, because without bread already is a pella. So to sum up, the kids, what's emerging is the following. We started off with the steer in the Rambam. That how does the Rambam pass? Does he pass like a blessed Rav Tzadok, or does he pass like the Chachamim? In the Pirush Mishnayis, he says he passes like the Chachamim. In the Yad, he says the Charis is a mitzvah. Number two, in the Pirush Mishnayis, he says that if it's a mitzvah, you make a bracha about achilas charesis. And the Yad, he says that it's a mitzvah, but there's no bracha about achilas charesis. And then we had a problem in the Pirush Mishnayos itself, that the Rambam prefaces Chareisa Zeichel Etid. It sounds like Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Tzaddik. But then at the end he says that the halacha is not like Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Tzaddik. So if it's not like Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Tzaddik, so it's not a Zeichel Etid. Then we had a problem. The Rambam says you did four times the matzah also, but the child only has twice. The child only has shtei pa'amim. So the answer, it's one answer for everything. That the Rambam learned, the Diyuk Lashon of the Rambam is that way, that the charoisis is a zeichel letit that it should be ala shulchan. The primary purpose of the charoisis is to be a zeichel letit when we say the Haggadah. And that's the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Baal HaTanya says that the Feirish, that the mitzvah of charoisis should be that when we say the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, there should be a charoisis on the table, zeichel letit. That's the primary meaning of the charoisis. And that's what the Rambam says in the Pirush Mishnayos at the beginning, according to everybody, that charoisis is primarily zeichel letit. The recipe is designed to be reminiscent of tit, with the spices that are ground up, so you see the pieces and it looks like straw. That's the main idea of the charoisis. But the charoisis has to be ala shulchan. To be ala shulchan, we need to use it for an achilo. Because if we're not going to use it for an achilo, then it's not ala shulchan. So Blazer of Tzaddik's answer is, they made a separate mitzvah achilas charoisis, with the bracha and all, ala achilas charoisis. And that makes it ala shulchan with the vengeance. Because then it's mamish, one of the mitzvahs achilas alayla. That the Rambam does not accept the halacha, neither in the Pirush Mishnayos nor in the Yad. And even in the Yad, when the Rambam says it's a mitzvah, he meant it's a mitzvah, as he says, to be mevi nois al ha-shulchan, not that it's a mitzvah to eat. But to be al ha-shulchan, it does have to be used for the achilas halayla, not as an achila b'fnei atzma, but as a relish for something else. So what is it used as a relish for? So the Rambam held for the matzah for sure, because bread they always ate with the relish. So that's no question that they dip the matzah in the charoisis. That the Gemara doesn't even do that. That's a given that if it's ala shulchan, then we need to use it. And the way to use it is to dip the bread into it, like if you have hummus on the table, so you have charoisis on the table. But the Mishnah implies that they also dip the mar into the karpas into charoisis. That the Gemara doesn't understand. You're dipping the karpas into charoisis. Who does that? Like the child asks. Nobody dips vegetables into the dips. They didn't have that. So then it's a joke. If it's not a mitzvah achilu b'fnei atzma like Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Tzaddik, it's just as a relish. What kind of relish can a vegetable have? You might as well put it on the Karban Pesach, which we certainly don't, because meat's not eating with a relish. The Gemara answers that even vegetables could have a relish. Mishum kapa, that it's not absurd to have a relish with your vegetable to kill the kapa, to kill the bitterness of it, or the worm, or whatever it is, the kapa. So that's why not only do we dip it into matzah. That thing, Gemara doesn't even need to ask why we dip the matzah into the charoisis. But the Gemara is bothered. How do we dip the vegetables, the mar and the carpets into charoisis? That the Gemara says is mishum kapa. Maybe that's the Rambam. The Rambam says that the charoisis is a mitzvah to be ala shulchan, mevino is ala shulchan, zeichel etit. But to be ala shulchan, we have to do something with it. So the Rambam says later, what do you do with it? You dip in it as much as you can. Whatever makes sense to dip into the charoisis, the matzah, which for sure makes sense, even the mar and the carpets, which to a degree makes sense, mishum kapa, at every opportunity that we can, we dip the whatever we can into the charoisis, whatever makes sense, we dip into the charoisis. With that, we make it ala shulchan, and that enhances the whole Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim, that we have a thing ala shulchan that reminds us of the tit, that reminds us of the tapuach, the bitterness of Mitzrayim, and the nisim of Mitzrayim, that they gave birth tachas at tapuach, and the whole thing together is the zecher of the charoisis. I'll just end with the machshava. The Gemara says that the charoisis was zeichel tapuach and zeichel tit, and it's mashma the Gemara that both things are true, because Abai says therefore we make it acidic zeichel tapuach, we put in something tart, and we also make it thick zeichel tit. So Abai apparently held that it's not merely a machlokes, but both things are true. The charoisis embodies in itself both a zeichel to the tit and a zeichel to the tapuach. And what was the tit? It was the avodah kosher bechaymer uvelvenim. It was the avodah sparach. Was the tit. And what was the tapuach? The fact that they gave birth miraculously, the Rebbeinu Shlom took care that the babies were not destroyed, and they were able to be ma'amidoris. So I think the idea. So we have two things that are in the charoisis that are in a way opposite. On the one, it's a zeichel tit into the avodah kosher, and at the same time, it's a zeichel to the nisim of the babies of tachas the tapuach that they were able to have. They were able to produce another generation, and we combine them in the one charoisis. Why do we combine in the one charoisis? I think what we're expressing is the idea of kasher yanu oisi ken yirbe v'chen yifritz, that the more we have the avodas, the more they try to crush us, the chaymer b'levenim, that there shouldn't be yiddish adaris, the more there was also a tapuach, there were nisim and hashkocha protis, that that Klal Yisrael nonetheless grew, and maybe flourish is the wrong word, but Klal Yisrael grew and increased, and ultimately we went out in great numbers, and Birchush Gadol. So we should be zeichet to see taka that we're living in a difficult time, a time when we feel it's not of a disparach, but we feel the midas hadin. But it should be like a time of Mitzrayim, that it should be that from the bitterness came something sweet, and it should be from this experience we should emerge Rechosh Godel, and we should go out to L'Chayr Yisraelim. So Thursday night, Mr. Shem, we'll meet again.
Yeah, how is Chaim Shrut doing? Anybody know?
I think the same. He's on a ventilator. He's intubated. He's intubated.
Yeah. Okay. Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Oh.